Hi, this is Mira Hamidiani with Payments.com. We're here today with Mark Gervin, VP of Sales and Business Development at FreshBooks. Welcome, Mark. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Mira.
Mark, so if you could start us off by introducing us to FreshBooks and kind of what problems you solve.
Certainly. FreshBooks is a cloud accounting piece of software that focuses on solving problems for the small business, small service-based business owners out there. Our typical clients range from sole entrepreneurs all the way up to companies 10, 15, 20 employees. Typically, we're focused on providing experience for our clients where they, A, don't have to know accounting to use our software. B, they're looking for a simplified experience when using the software. And typically, they're looking for an accounting experience that is driven around an invoice-based service business. So they're typically billing their clients for time, materials, and expenses, and then wrapped around that billing experience, they're looking to have it some enhanced capabilities around expense tracking, project management, time tracking, and, of course, payments.
So my next question for you, Mark, is what do you believe is really broken in B2B payments, and what role can FreshBooks play in solving these challenges?
Sure. I think there are several areas we look at, and just to give you a little bit of history, prior to us really focusing in on this area, we had the fortunate ability to watch lots of our clients sort of struggle with B2B payments and get on to various networks and gateways themselves. And what struck us was several items. One, many of our clients just found the whole onboarding process around payments quite difficult. So the user interfaces, amount of paperwork, the sort of the know your client or customer steps were quite arduous. And what we saw from a distance was a lot of people giving up in the process and never making that switch from the cash and check world over to payments. The second thing we noticed was most of the clients who are trying to deliver B2B payments to our customer base, which again is that small micro business set, weren't set up to provide adequate customer support. Whether it was during the onboarding process or throughout the tracking of any transaction, the transparency was lacking, the ability for customers to get an answer and really understand what was going on was difficult, and as small business owners, it wasn't something that they could easily take time out to do. And then I think the third piece that we noticed is there was a lot of lack of linkage or integration between the whole billing and invoicing process, all the way through to sort of how payments happened, how you were able to surface a payment opportunity to our clients in an intuitive, easy to understand way.
So how would you describe the state of digital payments today? And if you're looking a little bit into the future, what do you think will happen, will change in digital payments in 2015 and beyond?
Sure. If I was to rub my crystal ball and look out into the future, I think there's some sort of trends that I think will change significantly within 2015 and then beyond. I think the sort of the first phase of B2B payments, definitely for our customer base, a lot of folks took what was traditionally the B2C model of payments and just brought it over to the B2B world. So whether that was the risk profile, service level expectations, all those sort of things. And I don't think those translated overly well. So I think what I would see first is a lot more services, a lot more connection between services like FreshBooks and our partners in the payment space, to have a B2B experience that is true to the type of transactions that we're seeing. So that's one. Second thing that I would see in the B2B space is the predominant amount of traffic on the payment networks really revolves around what I would call retail, point of sale, restaurant. And there's a whole set of commerce for service-based businesses that have not adopted payments anywhere near to the degree that the other verticals have. FreshBooks sort of sits right around all those customers that are very service-based. So that could be a creative professional, an accountant, could be a management consultant, could be a trade person. I think there's a whole set of those individuals that are going to get on the payments rails for the first time and do it in a significant way. So I see them significantly adding to the amount of commerce that's done inside B2B. And then I think the third thing that we definitely see is sort of the melding of all the different types of payments that are out there, whether they be credit card, whether they be mobile enabled, whether you talk about ACH. There's a very high interest within our customer base to find easier ways to optimize where to send the payments, at what time, and do it easy and seamlessly for their business. So I think all those three items are sort of big waves that are going to wash over the payments business in the next 12 to 36 months.
So keeping a little bit with your crystal ball predictions, specifically for FreshBooks, what kind of projects are you working on now that you can disclose that you think will really transform the space?
Yeah, I think, you know, at a high level, I think where an organization like FreshBooks plays is threefold. One, where we've been very innovative as an organization has always been in the user experience category. So really thinking hard about there's a lot of great payments technologies, gateways, rails out there, but probably where they've been lacking is, you know, how do you onboard a small business, a three-person business in a really creative way and really worry about how you sign them up all the way through first payment experience. And I think that's a massive area of focus for us. Two, we collect a lot of data about our customers because they're sitting inside our accounting platform. Our ability to sort of speed up payments by being able to share a lot more data about a client with our network partners, I think is another place where we can innovate. So you'll see us probably change the dynamics of that versus what is sort of traditionally outside of there. And then I think the last part that I commented about earlier in this call, which was all around this aspect of support. Our clients and FreshBooks is known on our accounting software side for our excellent customer support. There are no phone trees at FreshBooks. When you call, you get a lot of customer support individuals within average 1.5 rings. Being able to blend that support model in and around payment paying in a cost-effective way will be, I think, fairly innovative. And I think clients who care about finding out where their money is, why it's on a hold, why it's pending, the ability to wrap in customer support to that whole experience, I think will be game-changing for small businesses.
Well, that's great. Those all sound really exciting, and we look forward to seeing how all of those innovations will unfold in the future. I wanted to thank you very much, Mark, for joining us today, and we look forward to catching up soon.
Great. Thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it.